Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. I encourage you to use Coronation for all your tailoring and alterations needs, but don't take it from me. How about from our friend Marty Rabin, lead singer of Shenandoah?
You know, you can't find anybody to hem a pair of pants for you, to pick anything up, but man, not only, you know, can they do that over their shop, she even made me a jacket. You know, a stage jacket that I wear. Got another one in mind for her to do for me here in probably a couple months. If you're looking for somebody to take care of that, your hem jobs, your alterations and all that other kind of stuff, Coronation. I guarantee you won't go bad. C-O-R-A Nation. It's fantastic. She and them gals in there do an absolutely wonderful job.
Located at 402 West Forest Street in Athens, Alabama, you can contact Coronation at 256-444-0077.
Hey, everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome back to Day 2 of Football in the South Scoreboards Media Days here on The Mark Wyatt Show. I'm excited to be back with you as we continue to spotlight the coaches and players who make high school football in North Alabama something truly special. This is more than about football. It's about pride, perseverance, and purpose. So let's get Day 2 rolling. The stories continue right here, right now on The Mark Wyatt Show. Right now I have with me the Vina Red Devils with head coach Cody Renfro in his third season, along with number 2 Bryson Finch, who's a senior, number 3 Branson Vick, who's a sophomore, Lane Easterling, number 23, a senior, and Zach Sparks, number 57, also a senior. Welcome to The Mark Wyatt Show, coach.
Yes, sir. Good to be here.
Glad to have you. What's one area that you feel like your team has improved through the summer practice moving forward into this season?
Really, we've just been focusing on strength training and conditioning, and I think as opposed to the past couple of years, we're so far ahead of where we were when I first took over. So I would just say, you know, the weight room, the strength aspect, and the conditioning aspect of the game.
Beyond wins and losses, and I know there are a lot of goals for a team, what do you define as success for your team personally?
For us, you know, we're not going to set a number of wins as what's successful and what's not successful, but, you know, can this team live up to their potential? Can we play up to their potential in week 10 or at the end of the season? Are we better than we were at the beginning of the year? And I think if we can live up to our potential, we'll be just fine.
We have, as I said, three seniors with us today. How do you help to create leadership within your team utilizing your seniority there?
I put a lot on them, first off. And, you know, I really lean on our seniors. I expect them to hold each other accountable as well, not only as seniors but underclassmen as well. I give them a lot of leeway, and I value their opinions and their suggestions. And I really like to put a lot on my seniors.
You're in your third season, as we said, with Vina. What does it mean to you to coach this particular program?
I love it. I love it. And, you know, it's one of those jobs where you wake up every day and you're excited to be there. And, you know, there's no other place I'd rather be.
And let's start with number three, Branson Vick, who's a sophomore. Welcome to the show, Branson.
Hello. Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
You're a young guy. You're younger than the other three, being a sophomore. What drives you to be the best player you can be?
Just coming out here for my teammates, just playing, trying to play up to the seniors and just get my potential going.
What's something you've learned from Coach Renfro or any other assistant coaches that you carry with you right now?
Strength and conditioning's main part of football. Gotta work out.
And what does it mean to you to wear the Vina Red Devils jersey?
Oh, it means everything. I love playing for this team. Love my teammates. Love the coaches.
And let's move on here to number 10, Bryson Finch. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. What are some lessons you've learned from your coaches this season?
Teamwork. We really got to – it's all about teamwork. We all got to work together.
And what does it mean to you to wear the jersey for Vina?
Oh, it means everything. I've been with this team since 7th grade. Played every season. It means a lot.
Let's move on to the next guy. We got number 23. That is correct, Lane Easterling.
Yes, sir, it is.
Welcome to the Mark White Show. Glad to have you today.
Thank you.
Now, when we think about your coach here and your assistant coaches and what they teach you day in and day out, what are some things that you've learned or something that you've learned that you carry with you that you've learned from them?
That we need to stick together as a team, show up for each other, because these past couple previous seasons, not really everybody showed up, so it's making it harder on us younger men. But now that we're seniors, we've got to show up. We got to be there. We got to be there for the younger kids, and we got to show up and show out.
And what drives you to be the best player you can be every day?
Honestly, it's myself. I drive for myself. I want to be the best player. I want to look at the guy beside me, be like, I'm better than him because I've worked harder than him. I don't want to say this is talent. I want to say this is hard work. But I want to be a team player as well. So.
And we've talked about the physical aspect. One of the players talked about the weight room. How about the mental aspect to get prepared for a team? What do you do?
It's hard because you have to think of new positions for other players. Like, we're having to swap up a bunch of people. We're having to find new players because it's mentally challenging because you've got to throw away what you've learned all last season and try to prepare for something new this season. So it's kind of difficult, I will say.
As a senior, how do you push others to improve themselves?
I try to push them very hard because if I don't, when I leave, they won't remember anything. They won't remember me by anything, and they won't work hard while I'm gone. So I try to push them as hard as they can.
And we have with us Zach Sparks. Welcome to the show, Zach.
Yes, sir.
Is there somebody on the team that you look up to, and why?
I look up to Bryson the most. He's the one that got me in football. He talked me into playing my 9th grade year. I've been playing ever since. So it's mainly him.
How about a lesson that you've learned from Coach Renfro or assistant coaches that you carry with you?
Never give up. Put all your effort into every play. Never take breaks off.
And what does it mean to you to wear the jersey for Vina?
Everything. We have had blood, sweat, and tears in these jerseys, so we got to put everything into it.
And let's go back to Coach Renfro. Coach, if you can describe your team after you've looked at them through summer and you've known these guys through this is now the third season that you've been the coach, what's a word you would use to describe your team right now?
Grit. I think we're a very gritty team. It's kind of like what they said. We're not necessarily going to be the more talented team every single Friday night, But what we can be the grittiest team. We can be the more physical team. We can be the more tough team. And that's going to prove to be the how we're going to get the outcome that we want to. That's how we're going to be successful.
All right, the Vina Red Devils head coach Cody Renfro in his third season, along with Bryson Finch, Branson Vick, Lane Easterling, and Zach Sparks. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show. I wish you all success through your season. Right now I have with me Phil Campbell Bobcats head coach Jacob Hamilton in his third season. He brought with him Haston Scott, Jaden Taylor, Hagen Raper, is it Rapper?
Raper.
Raper, yes. Logan Cooper, and Ethan Hallman. Glad to have you here on the show, Coach Hamilton.
Yes, sir. I'm glad to have you. I'm glad to be on. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. What's one area your team has improved most in the offseason, what you've seen through the summer?
Our team chemistry has really improved. Our locker room, we've got a great locker room right now, and that's the most exciting thing. Secondly is we were such a run-heavy team last year. We had four senior offensive linemen, and we had three senior running backs. Unfortunately, two of them were hurt by week three, but we had a really good back, Hayden Wingo, that we rode a lot. You know, my quarterback was he was a sophomore last year. He had started for me as a freshman, and so now coming into year three, Haston is now a junior, and we're returning all of our receivers. We're returning five guys that can catch the ball, and so Haston's maturity has really shown. His comfortability has really grown, and same with the receiving guys after you know 2 years in this system and being able to throw it. So what we've really improved on is throwing the ball. We look really well throwing it, and I'm excited about that, putting the ball in the air, and the team chemistry is wonderful.
Beyond wins and losses, how do you define success for your team, Coach?
Just getting better every day and competing and putting forth effort. You know, if we're putting forth effort and we're focused on the task at hand, never giving up, then I think that's success. And plus, you know, when you see the kids when the season's all over or week to week, and they trust you, they rely on you, and just building that relationship, that's the ultimate success for me, and that's what I'm most proud of at Phil Campbell, is the relationships I've built with these players, the community, and their parents.
How do you help to develop them into leaders?
I basically, you know, throw them to the wolves and tell them that this has got to be player led. If the coaches lead, then we'll be an all right team. If no one leads, we'll be horrible. If a coach leads, we'll be all right. If the players lead, we'll be great. And I keep telling them that. And we finally had some step up. And, you know, you got to show them by example, pull them to the side and, like, this is how I want you to. And, like, I'll even give them small tasks. And I'll say, I want you to go in there and tell this group to do this in the right way. Don't be a bad guy. Leading is not about – you don't have to be a screaming rah-rah guy to be a leader. You got to lead by example and lead in the right way. And when you do that, people will follow you. And we've had a bunch of kids step up into that role, and that I'm really excited about.
Going into your third season now, what does it mean to you to be the coach at Phil Campbell?
Oh, I love it. It's a dream come true. I always said that I wanted to be the head coach at Phil Campbell. I'm from there. My family's from there. My little Haston Scott is my little cousin. My little brother is a junior for us that plays offensive line. And so, it's really excited. The community supports me. I love the community, and I want nothing more than for Phil Campbell football to be successful. And the community knows that. The parents know that, and the players know that. So it helps when they know me and they see my passion for Phil Campbell, for us to have success, and they play a huge part in that. And, no matter what, they know that our kids are trying hard. They know that I'm busting it for them. We take the wins when we can, and we learn from the losses.
And speaking of community, how do you see your players impacting the community off the field?
I'll tell you, our community is so supportive of our boys, and our boys are deeply ingrained in the community. There's not a whole lot in Phil Campbell, but, I'll tell you, our kids are the most employed kids I've ever seen in my life, because the community is willing. You know, it's a lot of dirt work and grunt work in Phil Campbell. It's not, sitting back at a desk, or there's no fast food restaurant. So, they're very quick to hire our boys to do simple stuff of mowing the lawn or picking up stuff around. But then in doing the grunt work of, I've got a bunch of kids that are digging frame houses and lay flooring, mm-hmm. and do all the grunt work. And they love it. But the community loves hiring Phil Campbell football guys, because they know that those kids will work, and I'm willing to work around them. If you want to make a dollar, you make a dollar. I know you're actually working with your hands. You're not just sitting back, in the sun, lifeguarding or whatever,
So if you could describe your team to this point right now, thinking about summer practice, their workout routines, what's a word that describes your team?
We work hard. I mean, we have always said that, you know, we want to be the hardest working team in the region. You know, there's going to be people that are faster than us. You know, if I could just, you know, pop out a kid that runs a 4.440, I'd pop out a bunch of them, but I don't have that. But I do have kids that will work hard, and that's what we can control. We can control our effort, and so I would do it with effort and enthusiasm is what I would describe us right now. And, you know, I can make you strong. Our kids are strong. Our kids care and our kids try, and so I would say, you know, we're going to control what we can control, and we can control our effort.
In his third season with Phil Campbell Bobcats, thank you, Head Coach Jacob Hamilton, for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mark.
When we come back, we'll have more teams from the Football in the South Scoreboards Media Days. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
To do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Hydration Lounge in Athens, Alabama offers IV therapy and an array of injectionables. We offer on-site appointments, walk-in or book online, as well as mobile appointments, events, and parties. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With 6 convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their 6 convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at hydrationl.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with Elkridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
And we're back. I am at the Football in the South Scoreboards Media Days and currently with head coach Tyler Jeffries in his first season with the Red Bay Tigers. He brought with him Braden Tabbs, Aiden Pruitt, Jeremiah Thorne, and Jackson Vinson, all seniors there with Red Bay. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Coach Jeffries.
Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. What is one area where your team has improved, where you've seen them improve through the summer practice?
Right. I would say, like I said, you know, X's and O's-wise, we hadn't got to see a whole lot of it just because it's only been about 2 weeks that I've had with them. But like I said, I think we've improved. I think we've got a little faster up front. I think that's going to help a whole lot. But I think the main thing is, you know, the accountability and the little details that they've started to hold each other accountable on. And I think that's going to make a world of difference.
Beyond wins and losses, how do you define success for your team, Coach?
You know, success for our team, success for me as far as our kids go is, you know, I want to win. You know, I do. I want to win. I want to be successful. But I want the whole total program to be successful also. You know, I want to make sure that everything's top-notch in our program. But however, you know, I want our kids to be good fathers, good husbands, good sons, you know. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm not doing my job. So, but like I said, I think we're teaching them that.
How do you develop leaders within your team?
So we created a leadership council the day I got here. And it's full of seniors, and they make the decisions on some stuff. And then also we talk about what it means to be a leader, you know, how we hold people accountable, what it looks like. And I've done that at Cobber Heights, and I think that really helped us. So.
What does it mean to you to be the head coach of the Red Bay Tigers?
It means a lot, you know. Like I said, it's where I'm from. Obviously, it's a, you know, a pressured environment sometimes, which I think is a good thing. You know, I think that allows you to hold each other accountable, you know, and I think that means it's important to everybody. So you want to be at a place that it's important to everybody, and you want to be at a place that everybody wants to go in the same direction. And like I said, I believe that's where we're at, and I believe our kids are in the same boat. I think they really want to win, and they've done a really good job so far. And like I said, you can't ask anything other than that up to this point.
How do you see your team impacting the community off the field?
Right. You know, I'd like to see our team more in the community, especially myself. I'd like to be around. You know, I would like for it to be a little bit closer, tight-knit. You know, I think that's kind of the direction we're headed right now, whether that be, you know, us volunteering somewhere or us helping here or whatever, you know. And like I said, the community needs to see our kids out, and like I said, I want a better relationship and a closer knit relationship with our community.
What's something about your football culture, the way you do things, that you believe sets you apart from other teams?
Right. You know, I think, you know, I've learned and been around a lot of good programs. You know, we played Morris Hill while I was at Cobbert Heights. Great program, top notch, obviously state champion last year. Grew up watching Fife and Red Bay play and battle it out, you know, and I try to learn from those teams. You know, what have they done different to set them apart? And, you know, I think that we got to be more physical, and we got to work on tackling and work on blocking and talk about it and hold each other accountable. And I think that'll take care of itself. But at the end of the day, you know, we got to make it important. And I think our kids have done that.
At this point in the season, as you said, you've only had them a couple of weeks, but what's a word that you would describe your team right now?
Oh, that's a good question. Determined. Determined. They're determined to get better. I really believe that. You know, they're determined to want better. They're going to be better, I believe. And like I said, you know, they're headed in the right direction. You know, I don't know what this season looks like, but I do know that our program is headed in the right direction and where we need to go. And our kids are bought in. And like I said, they're doing a great job with what we're asking them to do. And, you know, what we're asking them to do is really hard. And, you know, probably they have not went through that, you know, since they've been playing. And they'll tell you that. And like I said, but it's going to make them better. You know, it's going to make them a better football player and a better person too. So.
Coach Tyler Jeffries in his first season with the Red Bay Tigers. We wish you all the best this season, Coach.
Well, I appreciate y'all. I appreciate y'all having us here. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Right now I have with me head coach Patrick Malone in his fourth season with the Deschler Tigers, along with Warner Johnson, Brady McKinney, Kendrick Gunn, and Jay Murner. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Coach Malone.
I appreciate you having us.
Glad to have you, Coach. What is one area that you've seen your team improve through summer practice moving forward into the season?
No, I think without a doubt it's the team chemistry. We started out at Sanford in a 7-on-7, and we look like it's the first time we've played together. So throughout the summer, I think they've grown together, got more comfortable as a unit on both sides.
Beyond wins and losses, what do you define as success for your team, Coach?
Well, I think when we put this jersey on them and it says Deschler across their chest, when they go out, when they leave Deschler, and they represent – not only the program and the school, but their family. And they do that in a positive light. I think that's a good measuring stick for what we like to do.
How do you develop leaders in your team?
that's the million-dollar question. So a lot of our coaches are former players from Deschler, and we believe in that. And that was kind of instilled when Deschler was at its peak in the early, late 90s. The culture that existed there was unlike it's ever been. And so a lot of those guys have come back, and it's full circle, and they're pouring into these kids. And in turn, a lot of these kids' parents played at Deschler. So it's kind of full circle.
What does it mean to you to be the head coach there at Deschler?
Oh, very honored, very blessed every single day. We're trying to make it the best program in North Alabama.
Let's start with Warner Johnson, who's a junior linebacker here at Deschler. Now, for you, what drives you to be your best every day, Warner?
Really just my teammates and them holding me accountable and trying to be the best I can be so we can perform at a high level this season.
And what does it mean to you to wear the Deschler jersey?
It means everything. Just when we put the jersey on, just representing our town, our families, our friends, everybody that comes to the games, just means a lot to everybody in Tuscumbia.
And let's go over to Kendrick Gunn. Kendrick, what's something you've learned from your coach or assistant coaches that you carry with you?
I learned a lot from my coach and my assistant coach. They helped me and helped me, like, go through the day and make it.
What does it mean to you to wear the Deschler jersey?
It means a lot for me to wear jersey to represent my town and our team.
What are some things that you do to prepare yourself for the challenge of facing some of these tough teams?
I'll get ready, learn more about the teams and what they do, if they like a heavy run team or like passing team.
And let's go to Jay Murner. Jay is a junior, tight end and linebacker. Welcome to the show, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Get it up close. Absolutely glad to have you. What drives you to be the best you can be every day?
Just coaches and family and being around people that push you to your best every single day, get better every day. There's no limit that you can't achieve, and it's just great being around those people and just making you better.
Is there something that you can share with us that you've learned from Coach Malone or assistant coaches that you carry with you?
Coach Malone's a really, really he's a great hard worker. He's awesome.
He works out himself, doesn't he?
I don't know.
No, he's not going in the weight room at all, is he?
He skips leg day every now and then. He's great. He just studies everything. He knows everybody on a personal level, knows their favorite color, the shirt size, everything. I mean, he just loves us and loves being around us, so at least I think he does.
And what does it mean to you to wear the Deschler jersey?
To wear the Deschler jersey, you're not representing, like, your family. You're not representing the town. You're representing everybody, like, on down the road who have played before you and around you. I mean, it's just awesome, especially last year. It was kind of I saw everything from a different perspective, and just, like, it's great to be out there when it's 105 degrees on the turf. It's way better than sitting down with a broke leg in a wheelchair.
Absolutely.
It's a whole lot better.
And we have with us Brady McKinney, a senior.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Let's talk about senior leadership. What does that mean to you?
It really just pushes me to be there on time, you know, get everybody going in the mornings when everybody's tired, don't want to go out and practice, it's early. So it really just pushes me to, you know, get everybody going, uplift them, you know, say, let's go get it done today, and, you know.
You've had plenty of time to learn lessons from the coaches. What's something that sticks with you that you carry with you?
He pushes us a lot. It's really showed me that we can do a lot more than what we think we can. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
And what does it mean to you to wear the Deschler jersey?
It means a lot to me because my dad, he played there in, I think, 92 maybe. So he's kind of passed it down to me, telling me how the town rolls. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Let's go back to Coach Malone as we close things out. Coach, describing your team in one word, what would you say right now?
Right now, unproven. Yeah, without a doubt, unproven. Coming off a 6-4 season, missed the playoffs for only the third time in over 40 years. So there's a lot to be proven with this bunch.
And why these guys in particular to come to this media days?
Most of them been playing since they were 14 years old for us, and on a Friday night. Great leaders. They've been through some of the highs and lows of our time here at Deschler. So these guys can kind of provide a steady hand for when times get tough in that locker room.
So that's where that growth's going to come from guys like this.
We're counting on these guys right here.
Coach Malone, thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show, your fourth season at Deschler Tigers. I wish you all the best this season, guys.
We appreciate it.
Thank you, Coach. Here on the Mark White Show, we are recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire, and I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show and that you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make an impact in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and also subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter. Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.